Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what up? It's Brother B. Hello, everybody. Blog Talk Radio, Internet Land in general. What's good? It's another episode of The Menu. It is January 19th, 2017, the last day that President Obama will be in office. And kind of sad about that. Really kind of sad, but we're going to get into that in a few minutes. Once again, it's Brother B. What up, y'all? You're rocking with The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. My apologies. You can only catch us on Facebook as well. Mind Your Mental, The Menu. And Big Red. You know, she'll be catching up in a few, calling in. But once again, I hope everybody's, you know, cool, all is well. You know, for those in need of prayer, definitely prayers going up in this direction, you know. Today's basically the last day that, you know, President Barack Obama will be in office and be the end of his presidency. And, you know, I kind of want to use that as a platform to get into the topic of when I talk about change, you know, who does it really benefit? When Obama came in, President Barack Obama came in, you know, his whole thing was about change because we seem to have been going through a lot, you know, those past 8 years of George Bush, you know, from 9/11 to Enron to, you know, just various, you know, different things going on. And change. I have to ask, I don't know what people were really expecting, you know, of Barack Obama when he came in and was president for 8 years. I don't really know what, you know, people were expecting. Change is not something you can always put on somebody else. Change is something that you have to kind of implement yourself as well. I mean, you know, I've heard a saying being said, you know, years ago, you know, God bless the child that has his own. And with that being said, what are you doing, you know, to help things move forward? Like, what are you doing to implement change? Like, you can't just depend on somebody saying change and then like, okay, well, you change it and I'll follow up on the other end of it. Right now, we had a nice 8 years. Well, I don't know if everybody feels the same way I feel, but we had a nice 8 years. No war. No new wars broke out. You know, a couple of, you know, good things happened on the economic front. No scandals. you know, nothing disparaging happening to the family, you know, the Obama family during his time in office. And that's a beautiful thing. It's a very beautiful thing. And, you know, I look on Facebook and I look a lot of other places and I see people, you know, with their comments and talking about how Obama's this and he didn't do this and he didn't do that. So my thing is, what was he supposed to do? What was Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, was supposed to do? Was he supposed to come to your house personally and say, well, here's the keys to a new car, or here's the keys to a new home, or listen, I'm going to cut you a check for $50,000, and, you know, you could do. What was he supposed to do? The first thing he came in and did was him being a minority, becoming the president of the United States. That's the first thing he did. So for all those people who sat back and said, oh, it can't be done, or this can't be done, that can't be done, well, guess what? It got done. He changed the game. He made it happen. Now, what did we, and I have to come at my own people on this one, what did we do to help him? Because what it sounded like to me, especially towards the last 3 to 4 years, all we did was a lot of, some of us just tore him down. I don't know why. What's the problem? You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, what did you expect?
Hello.
Yeah, what up, Big Red? What's going on?
I was in the middle of
I'm just saying, it's about the topic, but it's like, what did people expect Obama to do? Like, did you really expect him to just do things for you? Like, listen.
Yep, they
Bush
did
a lot of junk. Reagan did a lot of junk. Clinton did a lot of junk. But you didn't hear you heard white people come at them, but you ain't hear people come at them like how our people are going at Barack Obama. And I'm like, listen, that's the last thing you should want to do, because all you got to do is give somebody an inch and they'll take 20 miles.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when it comes to a minority person in a position of power. Listen. I'm not saying that he's perfect, but he was a role model. He was a role model for how, in my opinion, a lot of dudes need to go from boys to men. A man like that, a man that loves his family, a man that loves his wife, a God-fearing man, a man that's about being a man, not walking around with his pants hanging off his ass, talking all types of junk. Like, eventually you got to transition. You eventually got to make a change. You can't stay in the street forever. You can't live that knucklehead life forever. You can try, but it's not going to really get you anywhere. So once again, when we talk about change, who is it really benefiting? Who is it really all about? I look at the Black Lives Matter movement. Yo, those cats seem to pop up wherever it's convenient. They ain't trying to help everybody. They pick and choose their battles. But see, that's not what change is about. If you're going to do it, just do it. You can't always be picky and choosy of what wars you want to fight. If you're talking about Black Lives Matter, then you need to be everywhere on everything, not just one thing here and there. I look at some of these politicians. They're out here talking all this junk. Well, I'm going to do this for the community, and I'm going to do that for the community. Listen, you ain't doing nothing for me. You're making changes for yourself. You ain't doing nothing for the people. It's all about what you're reaping, the benefits that you're getting off the situation. It's like, yo, I love to hear people talk about change. Or say the word change. We got to change this. We got to do this and we got to do that. You know what, Red? I think people are more in love with the call to action to change than actually changing.
Mm-hmm.
Like they want to say, oh yeah, we're going to do this or we're going to do that, and they want to tell other people, well, this is what I'm doing and this is what's going on and this that and the third. But really, what are you actually doing? Are you doing anything of substance?
Yep, exactly.
Like somebody asked me the other day. Yeah, it is that. Somebody asked me the other day, well, what are you doing? I said, I do a talk show. I said, me and my cousin, we do a talk show every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm doing my part. I'm
speaking.
It got quiet. He got quiet.
Of course.
Because I got something to say. I got something to say, and you got something to say, so we say what we need to say on our platform.
That's right. Remember? Absolutely. That's what it's about.
So don't ask me what I'm doing because, listen, if I'm not out there, I can't be out there running the streets and running with all these groups and doing this and doing that, but I'm doing something. I'm
bringing
up
the issue.
Yeah, and
that's what it's about, doing something.
And I love it. Once again, I love it when people want to talk about, they want to talk the conscious talk. But once again, I think they just like the fact that they're saying it. But I notice, and I'm not one to say anything like everybody should call into this show or this, that, and the third. But if I tell you that I got a platform that I'm using to talk about X, Y, and Z, and you like, well, I got something to say, utilize the platform. But see, when you talk all that junk and then you don't utilize the platform, you're a poser. You're fake. You're a fraud. You ain't got a front for me, man.
Hey, stop fronting.
I don't. It's bad for your health. I don't need that. I don't need to know what you will or you won't do. You can spell the word change backwards. It don't mean anything until you do it.
Exactly.
Don't mean nothing until you do it.
Absolutely.
And that's my problem. We're about to go into a new era, a new time, a new president coming in, and you know we hear little rumblings here, we hear little rumblings there, but for the most part, it's been nothing but controversy from the door, and I find it very interesting how people just kind of go around some of the things that he said about not paying taxes or lying about knowing Putin or having dealings with other people. Like, you, what's the purpose of you lying? But the thing is, why are the American people okay with that?
Exactly. Because as you always say, we live in a sheep society. It's like nobody wants to – the thing I noticed that – and it's not just with that. It's just with everything. That's like they don't want to – like, you don't want to call out what's going on. Like, you don't want to seem like the – they rather just go with the masses and say, you know what, that's wrong. That's not right. If it's not right, it's not right. Say it's not right. But don't sit there and just go with it just because.
Yeah, but people do that because they're afraid of being – I think they're afraid of being ostracized if they're
mm-hmm.
the different one.
Yep, that's exactly.
If they're the one that's saying something opposite of what everybody else is saying, like they're afraid to be different.
And then in a way, I can kind of see that because when you don't side with everybody else, then it's like people try to bully you. Even online, it's the same thing. If you don't go with what everybody else is doing or what everybody else is saying, you get bullied. And it's just like, and I'm not talking, like I said, young people or kids doing that, that's different. But not grown adults. And I've seen it on Facebook groups where I've seen people get bullied from a whole group of people because somebody may say something different from somebody else.
Which
and
I
that's
don't
sad.
Understand. Well, you know, that's, you're right. You're absolutely right. That's sad. But you know what's worse? Just being that person.
Mm-hmm.
Who feels the need to down somebody else so you can get like a jolt of energy out of it? So you can
but
get
they don't
a jolt
feel bad
something.
Because they don't feel bad because you know why? Because they have, once again, you have other people co-signing.
Yeah.
Like, instead of that person saying, instead of somebody saying, hey, you know what, listen, maybe that person, you know, that's their opinion, that's the way they feel, we don't have a right to ridicule them, they just jump right on the bandwagon with it.
Exactly. Because you know what? That's that insecurity in them. They don't know themselves. They don't know themselves at all. So they're busy trying to, you know, just pass the buck. I don't know, man. It's disturbing to see that the torch is about to be passed to a very ignorant individual who, and I was watching another video of him like talking real bad to a reporter, and I'm just, like I said, I'm just really, I don't know. I don't know what to say anymore sometimes.
I don't know.
I'm surprised. Like I said, I mean, change. We want to change. A lot of things we do want to change, but once again, 46% of the country did not vote. So shut up. You don't like what you got? Shut up. You should have thought about that before.
Right, exactly.
But you didn't want to come out and vote, so therefore, look what happened.
And now
don't be
everybody
mad at me. Be mad at yourself.
Now you're going to have people protesting all over the place, and it's not going to change anything. You protest, it's not going to change anything.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody like protest. Okay, was the last couple of riots or protests or whatever, where were they at?
Exactly.
We were destroying our own neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Absolutely.
That's why I'm like, yo. Like, you turn around, you want to talk about change, you want things to be different, but yeah, you turn around
and
destroy your own spot. You turn
and
around
and
support
never got
the
that.
Local businesses.
Yeah,
no,
and I never got that. Why are you destroying your own neighborhood?
I wish I knew.
Mm-hmm. I never got that. Like, why are you destroying your own neighborhood?
Because. They know they can't go in the next one to do that. They'd probably be, you know, shot on sight or on sight or whatever. But they know they can't do that.
No. And you know what? They know it, so that's why they're like, oh, they destroying their own neighborhood. Who cares? Let them do it.
Yeah.
Let them do it.
I'm just like, that's why I'm like, once again, change. Like, what type of change are people really looking for?
They're looking for instant. You know what they're looking for? And I was talking to someone about it today. Instant gratification. That's what they're looking for. Everyone is looking for instant gratification. They want somebody to wave a wand and bang, my life is going to change. Wave the wand and bang. Oh, we got Obama back. Wave the wand, bang. Well, Obama's doing something for all of us. He done gave me a whole $1,000 in my bank account every week. They want instant gratification.
It doesn't work like that.
Nope. But because of the way this world is now, you know what it is? It's because the way this world is now, because it's kind of, okay, it doesn't happen, but then again it does, because once again, look at the cell phones. Everything is at your fingertips on the cell phone. You can order food and it comes straight to your house. You can apply for a job right on the cell phone. You want to talk to your friend right on the cell phone. You want to get a message to somebody right on your cell phone. Go right to message and go. You can do everything on your, you know, right at your fingertips. So I think that's where that instant gratification is coming from. Because everything is so convenient. I mean, it's fine that some things are convenient, but then people don't have patience anymore. So when something's not happening when they want it to happen, then it's like, oh, my God, the world is over because it's not happening right now. Then you get a lot of people that, and this is why the depression rate is so high now. I'm really serious. This is why the depression rate is so serious. This is why people are, you know, killing themselves This is why people are having got jobs and they 85 years old and still working on a job. And it's really sad. Like, I've seen people that look like, not even look, I know these people are in their 70s and like, you know, their 60s and 70s, and these people are broke down. They're in walkers. They got canes, and they're still working. Why are you still working at that age? I went to the store the other day, and I seen this lady. It was kind of early in the day. This lady, I'm sure she got grown children, grandchildren, and everything. And she was an older woman. That lady might have been maybe in her, I guess, her late 50s or 60s. She might have been even 70 years old. But why are you in the supermarket working? You shouldn't be working in no supermarket at that age. I don't understand. Like I said, it's just, we live in an instant gratification world.
But still, that's what I'm saying. Like, so there's people out there that actually expect things to be changed for them instead of them.
Exactly. Yep.
Like, doing it themselves. You know what I found interesting? One of the headbusters of 2016 for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some may know it, some may not. But, yo, I really didn't know that the NAACP was started by pilgrims.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They were started, well, when I say pilgrims, you know what I mean? They were started by white people.
Elaborate a little more on that.
You can Google it. You can Google it. I don't remember their names exactly. I was reading it earlier, but, you know, they were not brought up by. The NAACP was not started by black folks. So
wow.
My thing is, as much change as they wanted, did you sit back and wait for somebody else to do it for you? But see, the thing is, so what if they didn't do it right? You're going to be mad at them?
Right. Yep. That's weird. That's really, I'm definitely going to Google that because that's really like, that's crazy.
Yeah, but what's crazy is the fact that, okay, so why can't we muster up the strength and the unity amongst each other and do that ourselves? Why can't we open up our own stuff ourselves? Why did a white person have to do it?
I don't know. I don't know. We got to get together somehow because come tomorrow and after tomorrow, man, we going to be in dire straits.
Well, you know what? Other people tell me, oh, you got to give them a chance. Listen, it's not about giving them a chance. The dude has put out some really... Wow, could you say that? Like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody, wow, could you actually say words like that? Like,
mm-hmm.
Wow. Like, I mean, come on, he's just saying stuff like a little kid in a store. No, I don't want that, mommy. No, mommy. Leave me alone, mommy. Shut up, mommy. I'll smack
mm-hmm.
you, mommy. Like, he's just saying whatever he wants to say.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And everybody seemed to be all right with it.
That's another problem.
Everybody seems to be all right with it.
But once again, that's the problem. How are you all right with a charlatan being the president?
I think it's because everybody's so busy. This is an I, me generation. My mother used to say it all the time, but now I really see it now. It's an I, me generation. If it, you know, it's all about I, me, I, you know, it's all about, you know, it's all about me.
Yeah, but
so guess what? If it's not affecting
okay.
me, they feel, oh, if it's not affecting me, then I don't care. It does affect you, but they don't feel that it affects them. Look at Lil Wayne. What he said a couple of months back. Oh, I don't. Racism doesn't affect me. How? How, Sway? How? Aren't you black? But he feels that because he didn't experience certain things that it doesn't affect him. Wow.
Maybe it does and maybe it doesn't. Who really knows?
Mm-hmm.
But
that's what he said.
Shame. It's a shame that someone else is kind of calling the shots on our game.
Well,
and it's sad.
Yeah, and like I said, it's mostly like our age, like people in our age bracket and maybe the older people, they care, they see it. But once again,
well, yeah. Well, of course, yeah, they see it because, see, they were a part of our grandparents, and they were a part of the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were the ones that were going out the door 1 minute, next minute, gone, and, you know, they were a part of that fight. They were really into that struggle.
Mm-hmm.
After them, all we did was, what, drink 40s and make music?
Yeah, but guess what? Even though we drank 40s and made music, but guess what? Our music was controversial. Our music had a lot of black power stuff. Like I said, Public Enemy, Tribe Called Quest, you know, all of that.
Uh-huh.
You know, we were all, you know, that was all part of that movement. Everybody wanted the black power. Everybody wanted to wear the dye cheeks. Everybody wanted to wear their hair a certain way and, you know, the flower power clothes and all that. Everybody was into that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
And like I said, when you heard those songs, when you heard certain songs, even Eric B. and Rock Kim, I mean, everybody, Eric B. and Rock Kim, KRS-One. When you heard those songs, it made you proud to be black. It said, you know what, I'm proud to be who I am. Yes, I want to get down with the movement. And then especially with certain things that were going on at that time, it made you want to, you know, go out and do something. Remember Fight the Power? And they had all of Brooklyn was in that video.
Yep.
You understand?
Yep.
All of Brooklyn was
now
in that video.
Now I see my cats join the power.
Mm-hmm.
They forget about fighting it.
Exactly. Now, once again, who is out there telling these young kids to go out there and fight for what you want? Who's telling them that? Nobody. All they're being told is go on Instagram, flaunt money, flaunt your clothes, go scam. Because, you know, selling drugs ain't the thing no more. It's go out there and scam credit cards.
Yeah.
Go to the strip club, throw money at the girl with the biggest behind. Okay, and the females, like I said, they're learning, on their side, they're learning, oh, I could be a stripper or a bottle girl. They don't know nothing else. That's only two things that they think about being, a stripper or a bottle girl. So once again, these kids don't have no direction. They are disconnected. I say it all the time. They are disconnected from life. They're disconnected. They don't know that, you know what, your world can change in an instant. Depending on who gets into office or whatever, your world can change. But you know what, they don't care about that. You think that presidential debates and all that stuff, you think them kids, I mean, even though it was a pain in the neck to some of us too, because I didn't even watch it, but it was made a joke. I think if it was something that was more serious, I think the kids or the young people would have taken it seriously. But it was a joke.
Well, yeah, it wasn't. I mean, listen, once again, 46% of the country did not vote.
Right.
Really?
Right. Yep.
So what are you saying with that? My thing is this. Once again, people want to talk about change. People want to talk about unity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't be selective in your change or your unity.
Yep.
Because, see, you know, you have those people out there who say, well, it's all about my people, my people, my people. Listen, let me tell you something. Our people are the ones that's out there doing a lot of things that they just shouldn't be doing. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So you got to call a spade a spade. Listen, if you can't look at the mirror and look in the mirror and be honest with yourself, then you're going to be a liar all day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. And it's like, yo, it's hard to talk about our people when our people are the ones that are doing things that they just should not be doing. They're the ones that's not, once again, Obama wasn't supposed to come in here and just give everybody a free ride. But he made a blueprint. He set an example, and no one paid attention to it at all. Call it 5891. You're on the air with the menu. What up?
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is the one and only the professor, the man himself.
Oh, what's
hey,
up?
What's
K-Dog?
Up?
What up, brother?
Kato, hey, what's up, y'all? What's up? What's up, brother B? What's up, Big Red?
This,
what's going on?
What's up? What's
this
going on?
This is K-Dog.
Hey, man.
K-Dog, a.k.a. the Haitian sensation.
That's right, man. The Haitian sensation. That's
the Haitian sensation. I can't.
Man, this is the real deal here.
Hey, wait,
you got
your passport? You got the passport? You got the
passport?
Hey,
man, I got the passport to Port-au-Prince right now, man. About to board a plane.
Take me with you.
It's a
don't leave me here.
I'll take my chance with Haiti. It's going to be chaotic here. Man, I just want to say this, man. I was listening to you show. And you know what's sad? Let me just first start by saying this. You see, this is the problem that we have as a people. And we're going to continue to have it. Nobody wants to hear the truth when it's thrown in your face.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what I'm saying is this, is that here we are, now it is 2017. And this is a message to our people, you know. And, you know, what's sad about it is that as soon as we throw this message, oh, you're a coon, you're a sellout, or you're white, I'm going to speak as a black man because you know what? When you love your people, okay, let me start by saying this. When you love your children, what do you do to your children when they do something wrong?
Tough
you
love.
Beat them, right?
You got to get in that ass.
Right.
You got to get in that ass.
Beat them.
You got to get in that ass. You got to get in their faces. Be like, yo, this is what's up, to make sure that you want to learn, for you to learn your lesson. Now, I say this as a black man. I love my people. But here's my message. If your life is messed up, you have nobody else to blame but yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Take a good look at yourself and see what you're doing wrong.
Yep.
Number one, when Barack Obama first announced that he was running for president in 2007, we didn't support him.
Nope.
He ain't gonna win. He's not gonna win. Oh, who thinks that he? Oh, why would America vote for a black man? Oh, no black person's ever gonna win. And once he won that nomination, we went crazy. Oh my goodness! Wow, he's a candidate for president. Oh, when he becomes president, he's gonna do this. He's gonna do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, November 4th, 2008, is a date that will live forever in our history, because history was made.
Yep.
Barack Hussein Obama was elected the 44th president of the United States of America, becoming the first black man to do so. As soon as he won, I remember Reverend Calvin Butt said this. He said, and you know, people call him names too.
Mm-hmm.
We are very proud that he won. But at the same time, he is the president of the country. We in our community have a lot of work to do. And I remember hearing that, and I'm like, yeah, I got the message. But we didn't get that message, because guess what? As soon as President Barack Obama was sworn in January 20th, 2009, he's our president. What the hell are you talking about? What the hell are you talking about?
He ain't our
president. He represents the 50 states of the United States of America. He ain't the president of the black community. Here's where we messed up, and oh, President Obama ain't doing nothing for the black community. I've heard this time and time again. You know what? It makes me want to slap someone in the face and say, wake up, man. Wake up, my brother. Wake up, my sister. President Barack Obama doesn't have to hold your hand to, for you to do anything. Do something yourself. And
nah.
I speak as a man who has done action, because as a teenager, I took part in a community. I took part in a community center. And later on, I even took part in a summer camp. I took part in after-school programs.
You made the change. You went with the change.
You have to make, we as a people don't make that change, because you know what? When many of us saw that this man became the president of the United States of America, and when I say our, I mean all Americans,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
people in the community started to change. You know, a lot of brothers were like, hey, man, look, I got to start changing the way I am. Let me go to school. Let me get a haircut. Let me start dressing up more.
Mm-hmm.
And girls started to change themselves when they saw the First Lady and Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm.
But then after, guess what they threw in our face that distracted us? Reality shows.
Of
Love
course.
And hip-hop, basketball watch.
Yeah.
And you know what's sad?
Just
brothers threw,
sad
changed. All of a sudden,
just
started sagging their pants, wanting to be hood instead of educating themselves. And the girls started to take pride in being called ratchet.
Mm-hmm. Or that bad B.
Exactly. What the hell are you doing? And then after, oh, President Obama ain't doing nothing for black people. Oh, he's sitting there protecting the gay people. Let me tell you something.
Oh, Lord.
The reason why marriage equality went in is because, and yes, there are many in our community who happen to be gay. They did something that we didn't do. They organized.
Mm-hmm.
They made noise. They went to their local politicians and say, we demand the law. We demand the law for equal marriage equality.
Mm-hmm.
We demand the law for this. We demand the law for that. And guess what?
They got what they wanted.
They got it. But
right.
What did we do? When a police officer kills one of our unarmed black men or black women, we make noise for one day, and then the next day it's business as usual.
Yep. I've been
what
saying that for
the
longest.
Doing?
Yep.
That's
but
the thing. A lot of us don't know what they're doing.
Exactly. We sit there and we say, but yet as soon as we mention that, oh, you a coon. You signing with the white man. No, it's not signing with the white man. It's about telling you reality. This is what you're doing
but that's
wrong.
But that's the whole thing. Some people just don't know what reality is, man.
They're not trying
to find out because they're too comfortable living
with the fantasy
in the state of mind that they're in. Yeah, they're
yep.
comfortable with the
exactly.
fantasy. They're good with that.
They're good with that.
And you know, you're not trying to improve or anything like that. You're just comfortable with the as is. Oh, yo, I'm hustling. What the hell do you mean you're hustling? What are you hustling for? What is there to hustle about? Listen.
You
we as a people
hustling them credit cards.
hustling credit cards, hustling weed. And you know what? If your neighbor, and this is the thing that when you try to talk sense into the black community, you're deemed as an Uncle Tom. No.
Oh,
It's not being told to Uncle Tom, because you know what? You have these quote-unquote black leaders who claim to know things, like black teachers who sit there, all they do is put out DVDs, and they don't try to better the community. Instead, they divide the community with their theories.
Oh, my yep. God.
Telling
as
us
as
not
said,
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like you make a whole lot of valid points. A whole lot of valid points, K-Dog. My thing is, to K-Dog and to Big Red, with a new president coming in.
Right.
The word change, because we know across the board a lot of changes. Things are just going to, we don't know what's going to take place right away, what is, what isn't. You know, certain people are scared, certain people are nonchalant about it. My thing is, what are we going to do to make the effort for ourselves?
you know what?
In terms of progression, what are we going to do?
Let me say this. Like, I heard this from somebody, a local politician, who said this on Monday. He said, what would the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King say in the wake of this Trump election? Don't agonize, organize.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to do as a people in this country, because you know what? Let me tell you something. They're talking about, let's make America great again. Right now, the Ku Klux Klan, they're dancing a dance of joy.
Oh yeah.
Other hate groups, all these hate groups, they're dancing up a storm, because you know what? Tomorrow's the day for a
new
jubilation
era
for them, a new era. And you know what?
And you know, it is not Trump. And it don't listen. And it's not, and not to cut across, but real quick, I don't think Trump is the racist. I think it's more his supporters. His supporters scare me.
Right.
Those are the ones that are real crazy. He's just condoning. He's just putting out how they feel. He's just coming out the mouth, just saying it off the head because they feel the same way. He may not feel that way, but he's just saying
they're gonna
co-sign and their support. Yeah, exactly. Because he could care less about certain things. He got money.
Exactly.
So he don't care.
He got that money. And you know what? We as a people, we better wake our asses up.
But see, that's the sad
Stop.
Part. Yeah, we can say, okay, let's organize and, you know, and try to get together. But once again, if you're the only person that thinks that way and everybody else doesn't, then how is it going to work? If I say, okay, well, let's get out here and start putting out flyers and start, you know, make, like, let's get a community center going on. Let's get something going on where we can speak about what we're going to do. Okay, and if I'm
half
the only one that's doing that.
Because some of us won't do it. Because you know why? We're not selling Air Jordans.
Right.
We're not selling the We're not promoting a rap concert.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
exactly
the sad part about it. We've become slaves to social media. We've become slaves to reality TV.
Yep.
And the sad thing is that we don't see it. They throw these things at us, but yet we're just gobbling up. And of course, you have some, like I said, quote unquote black leaders who are not doing the deed. They're not telling us to do better. Instead, they're telling us to divide, to hate one another. Because somebody's more educated than us, that gives them the right to look down on the one who's less educated. And vice versa, the one who is least educated looks at the one that's educated saying, oh, you think you're better than me because you're part of the white society. Are you serious?
Right. Yeah. That's how they,
I didn't know that teaching our children how to read meant that you're teaching them to be white. I didn't know that because you know what? Brother B, do you remember back in the days what used to happen to kids that used to wear all the name brand clothes and all the name brand sneakers? We would get robbed. Ain't that right?
Always. They don't even need a gun no more. They just say, give me, and we just like, yeah. Like, all right,
yeah,
check this out. Like, everybody jumping on Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey know what he did.
They really getting on him. Like,
they ripping him into shreds.
Yeah.
You contradict yourself. You can't be a hypocrite. He got on TV saying how this man should not be president. Now you're endorsing
exactly
him?
That's a problem. Stop being a two-faced. You know what? And this is the problem with us as a people. We're not being real. Do you know that today, Chrisette Michelle? Oh man, they ripping her into shreds.
Oh yeah, they giving her a new one too.
Baby girl probably needed to pay some bills
because she's supposed to be singing at the inauguration tomorrow.
Yeah, at the ball.
Mhm. Oh, what? Yeah, the ball.
Okay.
And
okay,
you know, everybody thought it was like kind of, you know, I thought it was fake. Cause I'm like, nah, she's not gonna do that. Not Chrisette Michelle.
Come on, are you serious?
But then everybody was like, she gonna be there.
That's the scary part about. See, this is what we're becoming slaves to. We've always been that way, slaves to the almighty dollar. wow, I wonder how much Trump probably paid her to come and sing.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
He didn't have nobody else, so he had to pay her a nice chunk of change.
But it's just,
man,
you know, it's sad because, once again, like I said, it's you know, all these things are easier said than done. We can always, you can say all this stuff, but if nobody is willing to get together and do anything, then it's gonna, it's like,
but
like we're
complain.
Just falling on, it's falling on deaf ears. And once again,
deaf ears.
As I said to Brother B earlier, we, us, well, I don't know how old you are. I don't know how old you are, but listen, I'm about to be 45
hey,
years old.
I was born
old.
In the 70s.
Okay,
I was born
well,
in the 70s too.
Listen, well, I'm about to be 45
age.
Next week, okay? And I'm tired. How about that?
Yeah.
I'm tired. I can't keep fighting this fight. Just like the older, like older people, like people probably in their 60s or 70s now, they're tired. We can't keep fighting this fight. We're tired of telling these young, like I know I am, because I have two young adults in my home, and I'm tired of, if not them, it's these other young people. I'm tired of talking to them, but because they don't hear us. I didn't mean to cut you off. I seen a lady last week that was trying to talk to a bunch of young men, and this lady was an older woman. Now, her approach was kind of, you know, she was kind of talking to them on their level, which sometimes you have to do that. But the thing is, this is an older woman, and she had kids, and she was telling them that, listen, I'm tired of talking to y'all. I'm tired of seeing y'all out here. She said, what are y'all going to do? Y'all going to be out here and just be out here until there's nobody left, until somebody's sitting in the wheelchair, until somebody's dead, until somebody, all of y'all
exactly.
locked up somewhere? She said, I'm tired of
exactly.
talking to y'all.
Because
but that's
yo,
what 30 I'm saying.
Before, you're on the air with the menu. What's up? Sorry to cut across, guys.
That's all right.
It's the end of the world. It's the end of the world.
Bring in the chaos.
It's the end of the world, and you know it.
Come on, guys. Don't mind me. I'm celebrating my president. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be singing, my president is white. My president is white. White again.
Oh, God. The White House is white again. The White House is white again. Oh, God.
Celebrations across the country.
I know. But it's just that, like, we're tired. We're tired of talking.
Well, you know what? This is what I'm supposed to let you know. The man, Brother B, no matter what topics you and I will come up with our shows, I guarantee you. It will be related to Donald Trump in one shape or form. And that's the crazy part about it.
I'm sure you will agree. And I think I said this to Big Red the other day. I'm waiting for his first State of the Union address.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
He's not,
that's going to be horrible.
I'm waiting for
it
the
is.
First one. Like, I was watching him. Somebody posted something on Facebook, and I was watching him talk to this reporter, and he said, no, I don't want to talk to you. Nope, I'm not talking to you. So I'm like, well, wait a minute, that's like real childish. So I'm like, what are we going to get before the State of the Union? Be like, listen, this is a very long speech, so I'm just going to make it short. I'm going to do my version. You know, this is good, that's going to be good.
Thank you for voting for me.
Be
good night. That's what he's going to say.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly.
What
thank you for voting
say.
For me. Good night.
No.
He had Russell Simmons on the side and say, God bless you and good night. And then that's it.
And it's going to be the worst one. Man, listen, like I said before, and I've said this before, and I'm sure you've heard me say it. People are out here mad. Listen, for the United States of America, if there's any reason why Donald Trump is president, it's because of all of you. Yes, and I do say all of you. Shout out to the 46% of Americans who chose to stay their butts at home on election day. Don't bitch and complain that things did not go your way. Please don't do that, because you know what? You have nobody else to blame but yourself. Since you chose to stay at home on election day and did not vote,
they're going to find somebody to blame.
But guys, you know, of course, if you check on my Facebook, I have everybody arguing right now over the protesting. because I don't believe in protest, because I don't give a damn about protest.
For what?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what are you protest for? Protest for what?
How do you protest?
I've been attacked, but people need to understand. If you want to make a change, as that's the topic of your show, there's other ways to go about it. Speaking, the government don't care about what we're saying.
Exactly.
What's done is done. You want to affect? You want to make change? You want to do something to Donald Trump? Money talk, and BS walk.
That's right.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I've been hearing that all my life. That's right.
So,
money talk, BS walks.
If you don't want the election, you don't want. If you don't buy something, that people will be out of business. People got upset with Jerry Rice and Popeyes about the commercial. If you don't like Popeyes,
right,
don't buy it.
Oh,
that's
my God, yes. I seen that. I was like, what?
They
know,
called him a coon. They coon.
They,
yeah, you know what's sad about that word?
Head.
Let me just break down that word coon. The word coon is equivalent to calling somebody a nigger. Do you know that is a racist word?
Well, wait a minute. But did you see the picture? Did you see the look on his face when he was supposedly taking these pictures with Trump? Like, he knew
yeah.
he was not. Like, dude, it's like he put his hand
he
in the cookie jar and then he got caught. He knew what he was doing.
But Brother B, like I told everybody, I'm not upset with Steve Harvey. I mean, he's doing two things. He's doing something for the community. And number two, we all have to work with or for someone we can't stand. It's a given.
Of course. Right.
You hate your boss, you know.
You can hate your boss, but you still have to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
It's either you leave. Listen, if you hate your boss, then leave the damn job. That's it.
All right, so, but wait a minute. You don't think he committed, like suicide in terms of his career? Because, listen.
Yeah, he did.
As soon as Trump mess up.
He sure did.
As soon as Trump mess
up. You know
what? Then what are they going to do? They're going to look at everybody that endorsed him. Everybody that said, yeah, my man Trump. And they're going to be like, see, you know what I'm saying? He screwed up, and you voted. You supported the screw up.
Mm-hmm.
So now what?
Yeah.
True, but you know what?
You probably heard it already.
But I think the problem with people overall, we let our emotions take the best of us. You know, here we are. We're pointing fingers at one another. We all saying this, saying that. But once again, nobody doing a damn thing but talk.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
You know. What did I say earlier? When I said this, I said, don't agonize, organize. But yet, like Big Red said, how many people want to organize? Because you might say, hey, let's do such and such, and nobody wants to do it.
Because
everybody,
because they,
what's sad about
it? Like I said, they're in love. They're in love with the call to action because it makes them look good. That they say, oh, let's do this. And then everybody's like, yeah. And then everybody's like, yeah, let's crowd around this person. But in the grand scheme of things, that person, well, hey, guys, I just said, let's do something. I don't really know what to do. I'm just saying, let's do something. Somebody else got to have the idea.
Somebody
know what
with
about
money.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all
that's
about
another
money.
Thing,
coming
up with
the
money.
Yeah,
I got to pay for it.
Yeah, but guess what? How you going to come up? Why am I going to come up with the money and my son need a pair of Jordans?
Exactly.
Why am I coming up with the money and I got to go get my bundle pack this weekend? Why do I need the money and I got to go to the strip club and Candy going to be doing the twerk on the ceiling and I got to drop 100 on her?
Hey,
exactly.
I need my Grey Goose, goddamn it.
I need my dime bag. I'm glad you said that. I forgot about that. But why should I put that when I got to go get me 2 and 3 dime bags for the weekend because I want
to
watch Candy twerk on the ceiling?
To hold me down.
See, now, why Big Red talking dirty
but then
again?
After
stop
when
doing
you say
this.
You know what's that? Let me tell y'all. I'm gonna break it down to you guys like this. You see all the things we're saying? According to some people, we're Uncle Tom. We're the ones that's wrong.
We're saying stereotypical stuff, but the thing is it's true.
No.
It's true. A lot of our people are self absorbed. They're more concerned with looking good than instead of actually
doing
being
something good.
Exactly. And like I said, ain't nothing wrong with looking good.
Yeah,
now, ain't nothing wrong with that.
And I bet you, listen,
but
let me tell y'all something else. I bet you if President Obama when he became president, had said like this: "Hey, I promise all of you, I'm gonna hook you guys up with some money.
Pack of
I'm gonna hook you guys
pack
up with Newport. This, with that. I'm packing." All of us would be saying, "Yeah, he got president." But yet, because he didn't do those things, we're calling him names. We say he did nothing for the black community. Do you know how much you benefited from this man? Y'all gonna miss this man when he's gone.
Oh yeah,
trust
give it
listen,
a, give it a year.
Yeah.
They definitely gonna miss him.
Listen, how, what's that saying? You never miss your water till your well runs dry.
Well runs dry. That's right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, there's about to be a lot of thirsty asses out there.
Y'all all gonna be
right.
Right.
Canteens out.
Well,
no,
yeah, but you know
exactly.
What I'm saying? Yeah, people out there who are so brainwashed into this. Oh, you know, let me just say this. And I'm going to sound like the devil's advocate, but I'm going to say this. Y'all swear that hating the white man is going to make your problems go away? Hell no.
Well,
like Big Red said earlier, people want things the easy way now. You know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, hate the white man.
Gratification.
Yep.
Listen,
microwave
we're the ones doing
generation.
It to ourselves. We're the ones doing
I like
things
that microwave.
Ourselves.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everything
destroying
has to be
our
quick.
Neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Who's hate? Who's destroying our neighborhoods? Who's destroying our communities? We are.
Yep.
Ain't no white dude
who's
coming
shoot,
inside the neighborhood
who's
shooting
up.
Place.
Exactly. We
are.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So
but
it's
yeah,
like,
if you say that you're wrong. But if you say that you're wrong,
you say that you're
oh,
right.
What about
mm-hmm.
whites killing whites? What about whites killing whites? Yes, there are white people who commit crimes against their own kind. But let's talk about us. Let's talk about
exactly.
what we're doing.
Exactly.
The white man could do whatever
like,
they
nah,
want,
nah,
the justice system
nah,
works
nah,
for them.
You know, it's,
but,
wait, it's not the same because Lil Ray Ray disrespected my girlfriend, so you know I had to go get them. I can't deal with that type of disrespect.
Yeah,
come
exactly.
on, man.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
That's what it boils down to.
Listen, when the white people, look at the Menendez brothers. What did they kill
for? They're celebrities.
Exactly, they're celebrities.
Oh,
and they kill their own kind. They kill them for money.
Nah, that's a throwback Thursday.
Huh?
That's a throwback Thursday. Menendez brothers.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying. They killed for something for... I'm not. It was a. You know, it wasn't a good reason. But you know what I'm saying. Just like Brother B said. Oh, so and so was messing with my girl. She disrespected my girl, so I had to do that.
So I gotta go pop her.
If you gonna do something, because I got something to gain from it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or
exactly.
something. Or something.
But and here's the other question.
But you know what?
Here's the other question.
What's
who
up?
Does the justice system work better for? That's
mm-hmm.
why we talk about black on black. Who does the justice system work better for? But
exactly.
We don't see it. We don't see
but
it.
You know
we're
what?
Quick to call each other coons.
But when you try to explain that to these young people, they don't get that part. They don't get it.
But no.
They
but
listen
you know
to
what?
Dr. Tariq Nasheed and Dr. Umar Johnson.
Exactly. They're getting all riled up. But you know what? You know what? But if we don't take anything else, if you don't take nothing else from his 8 years, you have to take the fact that every little jab, blow, everything that was said, he took it and brushed the dirt off his shoulders. He ain't get upset. He ain't wild out. He ain't see nothing. And see, that's the thing. He kept his emotions in his pocket. And that's what we need to learn to do. We need to keep our emotions in our pocket because they always play on our emotions because they know we going to go crazy first. That's why, and that's how they get us every time. Every time,
yeah.
that's
mm-hmm.
how they get us.
I think
you know
about
what I'm saying?
This.
So,
think about this. All this protest and everything, you put money back into the city. So the cops love these protests because they're making overtime. So, who's benefiting? Us or them?
They are.
Exactly. Yep. Yo, we're about to get shut down.
K-Dog.
Hot Rod. Big Red.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
This is a nice one. Plug in your show on Monday, Hot Rod. Hurry, hurry.
Monday night, 10:30, the absolute truth. Where the topic is, let me see. Donald Trump.
The topic is Donald Trump.
His first 2 days in office. What did he take off already?
I'll tell you.
But also,
Lord help us all.
also, we're going to talk about the Orlando shooter. That even though he got beat up, well, was it fair treatment overall?
Okay.
If it was a white guy, would they beat him up, or would that, or they would take him to Burger King the same way they did to that guy that killed all those guys in the church? You know,
exactly.
And taking a burger, taking a Burger King.
A
matter of fact, no Burger King. It's Wendy's, because there's nothing.
Yeah, Wendy's. Wendy's
right?
is better.
Oh,
they make better burgers better.
No, no. Sonic. Better burger.
Sonic.
Oh, yeah. Sonic. Get that shit. Get your little smoothie or something.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right, y'all. Well, until Monday. All right.
Have a
good night.
Peace out, y'all.
All right. Peace.
Good night.
Take care.
Have a good night, guys.
Get some, you too.
Get
later,
some
y'all.
Get some babies.
All right, y'all. Peace. All right, y'all.
Later, guys.
Later. Right. Wait a minute. Like I said earlier, I'll meet y'all in the El Chapo tunnel.
Oh, of course. I'll be there.
I'll be there, man.
I'll be there with a corona
right.
in my hand.
I'm trying to tell you.
All right, cool. Oh, cool. We going to need it.
All right.
All right.
Later, y'all.
All right.
Ha 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 ha.